Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, July 10th, 2025, and we have a lineup of business and corporate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Social gatherings connect Lantern Hill's priority list members. Vivian Lee found her forever home at Lantern Hill, the Erickson Senior Living Community in New Providence, NJ. By joining the priority list, she attended events to learn about maintenance-free residences, amenities, and healthcare services. Sales Director Kate Tanis encourages prospective residents to attend informational events and virtual webinars. Priority list members can also connect with current residents, make new friends, and attend tailored events like the Baby Boomers Club or LGBTQ+ Happy Hour. Vivian, a former AT&T employee, found comfort in meeting residents with similar backgrounds. Since moving to Lantern Hill, she enjoys her maintenance-free residence and on-site healthcare services. To learn more about this vibrant community, request a free brochure for details on amenities and floor plans. ABVC Biopharma receives 150K milestone from AIBTEL, bringing total licensing revenue to 846 colors across strategic partnerships. ABVC Biopharma Inc. has received a $150,000 cash licensing payment from AIBTEL Biopharma Inc., marking a significant milestone in the commercialization of their late-stage drug candidates ABV-1504 and ABV-1505 for major depressive disorder and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. With a total of $846,000 in non-dilutive licensing income from strategic partners like ForeseeCon and OncoX, ABVC continues to position itself as a leader in CNS-focused botanical therapeutics. The company's licensing-first strategy aims to generate recurring milestone income and reduce the need for dilutive fundraising, ultimately creating sustainable long-term value for shareholders. The growing demand for alternative CNS therapies globally underscores the importance of ABVC and AIBTL's botanical drug development efforts in providing legal therapeutic alternatives to vulnerable patient populations in need. Investor news breaks: Amazon.com Inc., AMZN, may deepen Anthropic ties with additional multi-billion-dollar investment. Amazon.com Inc., NASDAQ, is reportedly considering another multi-billion-dollar investment in AI startup Anthropic, following a prior $4 billion commitment. This move highlights increased competition in the AI infrastructure sector against rivals like Microsoft and Google. Anthropic's Claude chatbot could benefit from additional cloud credits and compute access in exchange for expanded AI model development linked to Amazon Web Services, AWS. This strategic decision indicates Amazon's focus on strengthening generative AI partnerships to enhance AWS's long-term competitiveness. As of 12:30 p.m. ET on July 10, 2025, Amazon stock, AMZN, is trading at 203.19, up 1.37 plus 0.68%, with intraday highs and lows between 204.66 and $201.22 on volume of 18.7 million shares. Arrive AI partners with Synoptech as its strategic IT partner to power global expansion. Arrive AI, a pioneering autonomous delivery network anchored by Arrive Points, has selected Synoptech as a strategic IT partner to enable its rapid growth and global ambitions. With a recent injection of up to $40 million in funding from Streeterville Capital, Arrive AI is preparing to launch its patented autonomous delivery platform later this summer and expects to triple its staff size. Under the three-year agreement, Synoptech will provide IT solutions to support Arrive AI's business, including cybersecurity, enterprise-grade IT, and 24/7 AI-enabled managed services operations. Synoptech's CEO, Salil Gotika, expressed pride in serving as an extension of the Arrive AI team, building a resilient and secure IT backbone to support innovation and scale in the logistics and manufacturing sector. Arrive AI's autonomous last-mile platform enables secure, efficient delivery through AI-powered technology, making the exchange of goods frictionless and convenient for shippers, delivery services, and autonomous networks. Q&A with Paul Flick, founder and CEO of Premium Service Brands. Paul Flick, founder and CEO of Premium Service Brands, leads a portfolio of home service franchises like 360 Degree Painting and ProLift Garage Doors. With a strong real estate market, homeowners are choosing to update their homes rather than sell. Home services franchising offers certainty and resilience in uncertain times as people prioritize investing in their homes. Multi-brand ownership through PSB helps franchisees meet consumer demand efficiently. Aspiring franchisees should be committed, have working capital, and follow established systems. Looking ahead, the home service industry is expected to continue growing due to the housing shortage and homeowners protecting their investments. Steel Peak sells industrial outdoor storage, IOS, property in San Diego area for $9.5 million. Originally acquired it in February 2024 for $6.3 million. Steel Peak, a commercial real estate investment firm, has sold a 12,000-square-foot industrial outdoor storage, IOS, property in El Cajon, California, to C&M Manufacturing, Inc., for $9.5 million. Originally acquired for $6.3 million in February 2024, the property underwent significant redevelopment to enhance functionality for IOS tenants. The sale underscores the high demand for well-located IOS properties in Southern California submarkets. Steel Peak plans to continue seeking IOS investment opportunities in the Western U.S., with values ranging from $3 million to $50 million. For more information, visit Steel Peak's website.
AI news breaks: Meta Platforms Inc. NASDAQ snags Apple AI lead with over $200 million deal. Meta Platforms Inc. is set to invest $14.8 billion for a 49% stake in Scale AI, with CEO Alexander Wang joining to lead a new superintelligence lab. This move follows setbacks in AI models and aims to boost Meta's AI capabilities. Regulatory scrutiny is expected, with U.S. antitrust authorities monitoring the deal closely. Despite challenges, Scale AI's projected revenue growth and early investor gains may justify the investment. As of June 11, 2025, Meta stock is trading at $700.45, down 0.28% on the day, with trading volume around 4.8 million shares. For more details, visit the AI Newswire website.
Q&A with John Adams, executive at Chasm Technologies. John Adams, executive at Chasm Technologies, brings over 30 years of technology industry leadership and experience. His military background, including 23 years of service, enhances his ability to manage DoD and federal sector operations. Chasm Technologies provides secure digital workspace solutions for modern enterprises and government missions. Leveraging his military experience, John collaborates closely with stakeholders to develop customized solutions that drive mission-aligned outcomes. His leadership skills and strategic thinking from the military translate into his current responsibilities, fostering team development and delivering value to federal clients. Chasm's innovation priorities for the year focus on zero trust, cloud-native services, aligning with evolving DoD and federal sector needs, including Kubernetes-based services, browser as the endpoint, zero trust architecture, CMMC compliance, and smart card integration. Mathnasium celebrates milestone opening with its 100th international center. Mathnasium Learning Centers, a globally recognized franchise, has reached a pivotal milestone by opening its 100th international center in Hammersmith, United Kingdom. This marks Britain as Mathnasium's largest international market outside of North America, boasting 37 centers. The surge in global demand for supplemental math education has accelerated franchise expansion abroad. CEO Tyler Scrow emphasizes the critical need for effective math education that empowers children to build confidence and understanding. The 100th International Center in Hammersmith, owned by Dan Tregoning, reflects Mathnasium's commitment to making a real difference in communities worldwide. With plans for rapid international expansion, Mathnasium continues to meet the increasing global demand for quality math education. New survey reveals strong demand for high availability as businesses increasingly use PostgreSQL in mission-critical applications and to alleviate cloud outage concerns. A new survey commissioned by PGEdge Inc. in partnership with the Foundry reveals that 91% of organizations using PostgreSQL demand no more than 4 minutes of downtime per month for their applications. 79% of respondents are evaluating or considering a distributed high-availability PostgreSQL solution in the next 12 months. More than half of respondents utilize PostgreSQL in a hybrid database environment, with 35% relying on it for customer-facing applications. 58% use read replicas and automated failover within a single region, while 47% deploy PostgreSQL across multiple cloud regions with multi-master replication. The survey, which included 212 IT decision makers, shows a common need for high availability strategies across all industries, with financial services, software and computing, and manufacturing being the top represented sectors. Mining Newsbreak's Aston Bay Holdings Limited, TSX.by, OTCQB, ATBHF, reports initial drill and geophysical results at Storm Copper Project. Aston Bay Holdings Limited has reported initial drill and geophysical results at the Storm Copper Project on Somerset Island, Nunavut. The company's 2025 exploration program, operated by American West Metals, revealed large conductive anomalies aligned with known copper mineralization. Diamond drilling at the Cyclone Deep's target intersected 47 meters of visual sulfide mineralization, indicating proximity to the cyclone deposit. The project benefits from support through Nunavut's Discover Invest Grow program, highlighting copper's strategic importance in the energy transition. Aston Bay is exploring high-grade copper and gold deposits in Virginia, USA, and Nunavut, Canada, with advanced negotiations on other lands with copper potential in North America. For more information, visit Aston Bay's website.
T. Rowe Price Foundation and Ignite Capital partner to support Baltimore entrepreneurs through Moonshot Initiative. The T. Rowe Price Foundation, in partnership with Ignite Capital, has announced the Baltimore-based Social Entrepreneurs Selected for Moonshot, an initiative designed to connect the T. Rowe Price community with local entrepreneurs focused on Baltimore's economic growth and social impact. The program provides each entrepreneur with a financial award, capacity building sessions, and the opportunity to engage with T. Rowe Price associates. This initiative demonstrates T. Rowe Price's long-term support of business sustainability and community investment. Participants include founders of OVFX, Wild Bay, Lore Tush, Samos, and EBO, who are all making strides in their respective industries. T. Rowe Price, a leading global asset management firm, manages $1.62 trillion in client assets and is known for its investment excellence and retirement leadership.
Investor News Breaks, Intelligent Biosolutions Inc., INBS, to present Fingerprint Sweat PK Study at ADLM 2025 Clinical Lab Expo. Intelligent Biosolutions Inc. will present its pharmacokinetic study data at the ADLM 2025 Clinical Lab Expo in Chicago. The study showed that fingerprint sweat collected using the Intelligent Fingerprinting Drug Screening System accurately reflects codeine levels in blood and saliva. This supports its use as a non-invasive diagnostic tool. Head of Clinical Affairs Daniel Brown will present the findings during poster hall sessions. With over 450 accounts in 24 countries, INBS continues to advance rapid testing solutions for workplace, clinical, and justice settings. The company's Intelligent Fingerprinting Drug Screening System screens for drugs like opiates, cocaine, methamphetamine, and cannabis, providing results in under 10 minutes.
Veris Residential completes liquidity-enhancing transactions. Veris Residential Inc., a Class A multifamily REIT, announced the amendment of its $500 million credit facility to sell non-strategic assets and reduce leverage. The amended facility includes a $300 million revolving credit facility and a $200 million term loan with reduced borrowing costs and a leverage-based pricing grid. Veris Residential aims to reduce net debt to EBITDA to below 10.0x by 2025 and below 9.0x by 2026. CEO Mabodnia stated that the amended facility improves corporate borrowing costs and enhances financial flexibility. The company also completed the $85 million sale of Signature Place, using proceeds to reduce the term loan. JP Morgan Chase Bank NA and the Bank of New York Mellon were joint lead arrangers on the credit facility. Veris Residential focuses on owning, operating, and developing premier Class A multifamily properties in the Northeast, delivering a contemporary living experience while positively impacting communities.
Blue Sky AI Inc., building the infrastructure behind the intelligence. Blue Sky AI Inc., known as BSI, is developing scalable, modular data centers specifically designed to support the increasing demand for AI and ML workloads. Their SkyMod AI factories utilize NVIDIA GPUs and aim to utilize existing energy sources to provide compute power where and when it's needed. With 90% of enterprises investing in AI and data center bottlenecks on the horizon, Blue Sky AI is stepping in to provide the necessary infrastructure to drive the AI revolution. As generative AI expands across various industries, the need for robust infrastructure becomes crucial. Legacy data centers are struggling to keep up with the computational demands of AI, prompting Blue Sky AI to offer a flexible and modular solution to address this challenge. Biomed news breaks. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., NYS American, CLDI, raises $4.6 million through warrant exercise agreement. Kaliti Biotherapeutics Inc., a clinical stage biotech firm, has raised $4.6 million through a warrant exercise agreement. The company announced a definitive agreement for the immediate cash exercise of outstanding warrants, totaling 6,595,000 shares of common stock at a reduced price of 70 cents per share. The transaction is expected to generate approximately $4.6 million in gross proceeds. In exchange, the company will issue new unregistered warrants with the same share count, exercisable in 6 months at 70 cents and valid for 5.5 years. Kaliti plans to use the net proceeds to support its clinical and preclinical programs, operations, and working capital. Ladenburg Thalmann & Co. Inc. is serving as the exclusive placement agent for this agreement.
Mining news breaks. Solar Bank Corporation, SUN, FSC-FEGY2, positions for growth under shifting U.S. and Canadian clean energy policies. Solar Bank Corporation, a North American solar and battery storage developer, is strategically positioning itself to take advantage of clean energy incentives in the U.S. and Canada. With the new federal legislation extending investment tax credits, Solar Bank plans to accelerate construction on a 97-megawatt U.S. portfolio. The company is also expanding in Canada, deploying storage projects under Ontario's ISO framework and leading in Nova Scotia's community solar program. CEO Dr. Richard Liu sees growth opportunities in the U.S. solar capacity and Canada's infrastructure drive as catalysts for long-term shareholder value. For more information, visit solarbankcorp.com. Easy Environmental Solutions plan to end food insecurity in Africa. Easy Environmental Solutions, a company focused on promoting sustainable agriculture and ending hunger in Africa, is using its organic microbial fertilizer, TerraPlenish, to improve food security. By introducing beneficial microbes into lifeless soil, TerraPlenish can increase crop yields and provide a solution for starvation in Africa. In addition, the company has developed the EasyFen Modular Microbe Fertilizer System, a decentralized fertilizer plant in a box that can be deployed in rural communities worldwide. Recently, Easy Environmental Solutions received a deposit from an African client to implement this system, furthering their mission to combat food insecurity in Africa.
Why Nevada's Walker Lane could be the next big thing in gold mining. Nevada's Walker Lane is gaining attention in the gold mining sector, with Lahontan Gold's Santa Fe mine project showcasing significant mineralization in the region. With a 1.95 million 5 million ounce AOEQ resource base and proven production history, Lahontan is well positioned to benefit from the surge in institutional demand for gold. Despite spot gold prices hitting all-time highs, mining equities have seen outflows, creating an opportunity for investors to capitalize on the fundamental shifts in the market. Lahontan Gold Corp., T TSXV LGB, LGCXF, holds strategic exploration properties in Nevada's world-class mining district, positioning itself as a key player in the evolving precious metals landscape.
AA News Breaks, SafePro Group Inc., named finalist in UNWFP Innovation Program for AI-powered landmine detection. SafePro Group Inc., listed on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol AI, has been named a finalist in the UNWFP Innovation Program for their AI-powered landmine detection project. SafePro AI, a subsidiary of SafePro Group, was selected out of 579 global submissions for their innovative use of AI to detect landmines in Ukrainian agricultural fields. The project leverages drone imagery and proprietary AI to identify threats, with over 1.66 million images analyzed across 6,705 hectares in Ukraine. This recognition highlights SafePro's commitment to advancing humanitarian demining and global food security through scalable AI solutions.
China dominates in adopting long-haul electric trucks. China's dominance of the global passenger electric vehicle market is extending to long-haul electric trucks, surpassing the US and Europe. With the US cutting federal electric vehicle subsidies, American companies like Mullen Automotive Inc. Gazdam Mulen have the opportunity to excel in commercial EVs. To stay updated on Mullen Automotive Inc. news, visit the company's newsroom. Green Car Stocks is a communications platform focusing on EVs and green energy, providing access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit the Green Car Stocks website.
How grids depending on renewable energy can boost reliability. Adopting renewable energy could help nations fortify their energy grids from disruptions and improve their reliability. While fossil fuels can generate energy on demand, their supply is often affected by geopolitics, leading to high energy costs. Companies like SolarBank Corp that focus on renewable energy solutions play a vital role in improving reliability through long-duration battery storage solutions for excess energy generated during peak times.
Questions mount regarding Huawei's solid-state battery running for 1,800 miles. Huawei, a popular Chinese tech company, claims to have developed a new solid-state battery that could potentially power an electric vehicle for up to 1,800 miles on a single charge and recharge in less than 5 minutes. However, experts remain skeptical about these bold claims. Many questions linger about the feasibility, safety, and affordability of this new technology. Leading firms like NIO Inc. are closely monitoring the situation. Billion Dollar Club is a specialized communications platform focused on top companies, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communication solutions. For more information, visit BillionDollarClub.com.
New ES Gold Corp., ESAUF, CEO discusses background, outlines direct revenue building strategy, offers forecast for gold market. ES Gold Corp. recently welcomed new CEO Gordon Robb as former CEO Paul Mastantuono transitions to COO. The company's focus on near-term cash flow strategy includes production from processing historic tailings, funding future exploration, and improving the environment. ES Gold plans to begin mill circuit production on a tailings cleanup project at an abandoned mine in Quebec later this year. With 265 mining claims, the company aims to generate revenue for new gold exploration. By implementing a clean mining model, ES Gold is driving towards production and discovery goals, positioning itself for success in the gold market.
Investor News Breaks, Fusion Fuel Green PLC, NASDAQ HTOU, announces 1-for-35 reverse share split to regain NASDAQ compliance. Fusion Fuel Green PLC has announced a 1-for-35 reverse share split of its Class A ordinary shares to comply with NASDAQ's minimum bid price requirement. The split, effective July 14, 2025, will reduce outstanding shares to 783,376. No fractional shares will be issued, and shareholders don't need to take action. The authorized share capital remains at 100 million shares, with a nominal value per share adjusted to 0.35 cents. Fusion Fuel Green PLC, a leader in energy services, offers solutions through its Alshola Gas and BrightHy subsidiaries. Alshola Gas provides industrial gas solutions, while BrightHy focuses on hydrogen solutions for decarbonization. For more information, visit the company's website.
Baker Hughes report shows decline in U.S. oil gas rigs. A recent report released by Baker Hughes shows a decline in the number of natural gas and oil rigs in the U.S., indicating a slowdown in drilling activity. Companies like Gemex Corp, OTCMZ, operating in Latin America, may also be adjusting operations due to economic and market conditions. As uncertainties are resolved, these firms could attract additional investment. Investors can find news and updates on GMXX Corp in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering a wide range of communication solutions for companies looking to reach a broad audience of investors and influencers.
Experts explain the current state of employment in the wake of AI. Business leaders are warning that white-collar positions could be at risk due to AI, but the impact is more complex. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are rapidly bringing AI solutions to the market, leaving the potential for major job losses uncertain. Investors can find updates on D-Wave Quantum Inc. in the company's newsroom. AI Newswire focuses on AI advancements, providing access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. For SMS alerts, text AI to 888-902-4192. Visit AINewswire.com for more information.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.